everybody wants a piece of me at the party. It's crazy. But I know for a fact that it's always centered around me liking things.
I'll tell you who he sounds like, but I'll tell you off air.
Okay. And then if you're this kind of person, you need to find somebody like that.
Yes.
Somebody who's extrovert and who
wants to go to all these parties.
And go to all those parties and do those
things. Find Voity.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has appealed to the country to be patient with Eskom as load shedding continues, and the Civil Aviation Authority has provided some detail after the crash landing of a South African military transport plane at Goma Airport in the eastern DRC. Details at 6.
Yeah, so England wicketkeeper Joss Butler has been fined 15% of his match fee by the ICC for swearing at Vernon Philander during the second test against South Africa, and also given one demerit point. 29-year-old, yeah, as mentioned, also a demerit point there and 15% of his match fee. So Johannes Veerman of the USA leads the SA Open by one shot on 9-under. JC Ritchie, best of the SA pack on 8-under. Defending champion Louis Oosthuizen and Jaden Schaper are both 6-under. Gary Schaper ahead of the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, to finally get the opportunity, I worked hard last year to get myself to this point. Playing the US Open and to have my dad caddying for me, something we spoke about so many times, to have family out to support on home soil, I just can't wait to get it going. I mean, to play an event like this, especially with the draw that I've been given and fortunate enough to have, it's unbelievable.
Such a special talent. Ashley Young has turned down an offer of a one-year contract extension from United as a move to Inter is on the cards. While South Africa may have lost the second test at Newlands to England, one of the positives that came from that game was the debut of opening batsman Pieter Malan. In the second innings, the 30-year-old top scored with a gritty 84. Malan says that playing for his country is a privilege.
Somebody asked me earlier about being out there and feeling pressure. That's not pressure, that's privilege. Pressure is playing there in a semi-pro game, nobody watching, fighting for your career. Being out there, the Barmy Army, Jimmy Anderson running in, it felt like a video game at one stage. It was unbelievable. I felt very privileged to be in a position to be able to fight for the team and to try and bat long and just be there for as long as I can.
Please don't panic. I really am talking about Dakar Rally. Overall leader Carlos Sainz won the fifth stage in the car section of Dakar Rally. Head of Nasser Al Attiyah and Stefan Petter Hansel. Drag call it 5FM Sports.
We're still in stage 2 of load shedding, so expect multiple traffic light outages. Joburg on the R21 southbound, there's an accident at Atlas Road. Cedar Road, there are two accidents between the hospital and Broadacres Centre. Pretoria on the N1 south, there's an accident before Rigel Avenue. Cape Town Marine Drive northbound, there's a crash at Loxton Road causing queuing traffic in both directions there. Yet another track has hit the low-lying Atlantic Bridge in Musenberg, so expect delays there. Durban, the